This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Psalm 127 begins with what I would call an impact statement. Unless the Lord builds the house, its labors labor in vain. The second part of the verse regarding the city is also an impact statement, but the rest of the psalm focuses mostly on the house or home. God is the builder and preserver of our home. Trust Him. Most of us spin our wheels in frantic activity trying to make happen what we think is important, but in our busyness we often neglect what is most important. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. You don't have to drive yourself by getting up early and staying up late, toiling for food to eat. God wants you to get enough rest to manage without getting wiped out. He loves you. He will pick up the slack, if any exists. Our busyness often gets in His way. One thing God uses is giving us children. They're a heritage and reward. They're like arrows which are useful only when launched toward a target and hitting it. Parents have the privilege and responsibility to launch their children towards a target. That target is what you believe God wants your children to become. God gives the blueprint in His Word and then enables us through His Spirit to implement what He says in His Word. As a parent, do you have such a target in mind for your children? If not, go to the Master Builder for guidance. If you have a target in mind, remember to trust in the Master Builder to make it happen in their lives. Never forget this impact statement. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain.